Alpha Tango von York Bar. Geht es von Rekord?
That's a recording from 1904. It recounts a battle between the Herero people and the German army led by General Lothar von Trotta.
And he came to Southwest Africa, and his philosophy was to destroy the natives with streams of blood and with streams of money, as he declared in a letter. And he issued this so-called extermination order at a time when the Herero were already on the retreat.
That's Henning Melber, a professor at the University of Pretoria. Melbert and another German historian named Jürgen Simmerer are working to make the genocide part of school curricula and museum displays. In other words, part of Germany's official history. The genocide began in 1904 when the Nama and Herero peoples revolted against German colonization. In response, General von Trotta drafted a plan to eradicate them. His plan had the Kaiser's full support.
And the German destruction did not take care if there were men or women or children. They established camps, they established reserves, they denied both groups to continue the way of life they were used to, and that meets all the criteria of a genocide.
That's why the story in Namibia causes people so much discomfort.
That's historian David Olusoga. He co-authored the book, The Kaiser's Holocaust, which connects what happened in German Southwest Africa to the Holocaust in Europe 30 years later.
Because there are very strong apparent connections that Africans being transported around the country to concentration camps in cattle trucks, worked to death, starved to death, their bodies experimented upon. That's horribly uncomfortable. This event began in 1904. Hitler was, 15? Boy at school? This idea that this mindset of extermination, of racism, of an idea that certain people have no future and other people are destined to rule the world. The idea that this moment in history was born in the 1920s, it's just not sustainable.
Historians say there's a strong link between the methods that the Germans used in their colonies, the brutality of World War I and II, and the Holocaust. Henning Melber again.
And some of those who were involved in those colonial warfares later made a career in the Nazi Reich. You had people who were young officers in those colonial warfares who later were in lead positions of the NSDAP, of the Nazi Party, and in lead positions of the Third Reich. And they were shaping also part of the strategy when it came to the warfare in the East.
Melber says the idea of Lebensraum and the idea of racial supremacy were actually honed in Africa.
It is interesting to see those people who were engaged in racial studies in Southwest Africa, like Eugen Fischer, who studied the Rehoboth-busters, were then the ones who also shaped the eugenic philosophy and the Aryan myth of the Nazi Empire.
And that's why the rebuilding of the Prussian Royal Palace right across the street from the Berlin Cathedral has been so controversial. The palace was badly damaged during the war and then demolished by the East German authorities. It was decided to reconstruct the palace some years ago. When finished, the building will house the new Humboldt Forum. That's a museum which will include African art and objects. Critics say the rebuilding of the palace glorifies the legacy of Prussian militarism. They say the future museum collection insults the descendants of the Nama and Herero peoples by displaying their ethnological artifacts. But Bernard Volter of the Humboldt Forum says his museum wants to foster cultural exchange and mutual respect, using the artifacts as a reference point.
We will have these two huge collections of abroad ethnological items there, and we will have the Asian Art Museum. Plus, we would have a lot of concerts and modern art exhibitions and lectures and dances and theaters in there. This should be a new, in a way, maybe a new Centre Pompidou in Paris.
Volter told me his organization is reluctant to integrate the Herero and Nama genocide into the new museum because they want it to be forward-looking. But German scholar Henning Melber says he takes issue with this.
And I think the reluctance comes from not seeing that this is a missed opportunity, but seeing it the other way around. Oh, now we come up with these old stories, and it kind of puts dirt on our track record. Meanwhile, we are so much better now and we are showing we have learned our lessons. That might be true, but we haven't learned the lessons completely if we are not able and willing to address what happened then and put a taboo on it. And that's exactly what happens when it comes to the Herero and Nama.
For another take on this issue, I spoke with Heide Maria Vicherek-Soil. She's the German development minister who apologized for the genocide in 2004.
What we experienced and what the people in Namibia of today experienced in 1904, it was clear that today we would call that a genocide. And this, I think, the experience of this colonial war should indeed be also explained in museums and so on. That, I think, would be important. That was why I thought it was necessary to say what I said, of course.
But whether policymakers heed these calls remains unclear. One recent proposal calls for naming the square in front of the Humboldt Forum after the Herero and Nama. But historians say that's not enough. They're calling for the Humboldt Forum and the German National History Museum to tell the full story of the genocide in German Southwest Africa and its connection to the Holocaust in Europe. Michael Scaturo, DW, Berlin.